I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. It's January 1st, the start of another year, and that means time to make your New Year's resolutions again. You tell yourself this is the year you'll lose 10 pounds, get engaged, get your finances in order. Well, we can't help you with the extra pounds or finding your dream boat, but we can help you get your money straight, we hope. Here with us to start the new year off right is our money honey, Alvin Hall. Happy New Year, Alvin.
Happy New Year. I love that, money honey. Ooh.
That'll just get us in the right frame of mind.
Exactly.
So what are the most important things people need to be doing to address their finances at this time of year?
To make only two financial resolutions, one involving the practical ways you handle your money, and the second involving an emotional challenge. But only make two, write them down, and put them all around the house so that you can remember them throughout the year.
Well, give me an example.
One, if you are in debt, make this the first year you plan to get out of debt. You're going to set a strict deadline and hold to it. If you haven't been contributing enough to your 401k plan, this is the year that you will do that. You will make the sacrifices in your spending habits so that you can increase that amount. If this is the year you want to save for a house, especially given the number that will be coming available to the market, you want to be disciplined. That will be your single financial focus.
So you're saying, okay, some practical, specific goals, and then you say
yes.
You want to make an emotional goal. What's that?
Exactly. The emotional goal is designed to test your mettle, how strong you are, how good are you at keeping your promises to yourself. So every week, schedule a no spending day. That all you will do is get to work, bring your lunch to work, but spend no money for the whole day. Or for a 30-day period, decide you're only going to spend cash for 30 days. No credit cards, no debit cards, no writing checks except for rent and the essentials. But give yourself that kind of emotional challenge to see if you can really stick to it. Because if you don't have that type of discipline, then you are highly unlikely to be able to realize your other goals.
Now, that was what I was going to ask you. What is the point of that kind of exercise?
That's exactly it. To make sure you're strong, to see where your strengths and your weaknesses are. People think that managing money is all about getting the 15% going into my 401k plan, right, or about putting money away into Roth IRAs or other types of retirement plans, but it's really not about that. It's about controlling yourself, sticking to your goals. Remember that old adage that the people who are often millionaires are not the people who made the money, but the people who saved the money? You could be one of those millionaires. You could start yourself on the road to becoming one of those millionaires next door, to borrow a very well-known book title, by simply increasing your savings.
Now, you talked about practical goals and emotional goals. Let's talk
yes.
about the practical ones first.
Yes.
Some people want to do all those things. They want to reduce yeah. their debt. They want to save for a house. They want to increase their retirement savings. How do you prioritize those things? Should reducing debt be everybody's primary and number one goal?
If you are in debt, that should be your primary goal. But people can't work on all emotional fronts at one time. You can't go on a diet, quit smoking, and save money at the same time, because you're going to fail at least two of those. So choose the one that is the most essential to your life.
What about on the emotional side?
Yes.
How do you decide what your exercise should be or what your goal should be? I'll just tell you for myself. Right around this time, I have a hard time knuckling down. I mean, I am very disciplined throughout the year, but at the holiday
yes.
time, I feel like I don't want to have yet more tasks. I don't want to do yet more paperwork. You know, I want to,
yes.
I don't know, I just don't want to think about it. And yet this is the time of year when you sort of have to think about it. You have to be picking your insurance choices. You need to be getting your taxes together and all that other stuff. So do you have some guidance for us and how you can kind of, you know, make yourself do
yes.
the things you don't want to do?
First, start out with the list. Part of the problems that people face is when it's in your head, it's sort of like those 1940s movies where some of the words are bigger than others and you feel some more than you feel others, right? By writing it down, you get to see it in black and white. Then you can prioritize it. Make a list of no more than 7 to 10. And then simply every day do one task. And that's all you have to do. So start by looking at your debt. If you're in too much debt, set up a plan to get out of it. If you need to increase your savings, that's the second priority. Then if you need to have the items in your house reassessed for your insurance, that's your third priority. If you have a child and you need to put money into the 529 plans, that may be your fourth priority.
So don't look at the whole thing as one big task.
Exactly.
Break it down into little steps. So, Alvin, what are you focusing on at this time of year?
Well, I've already
Mr.
written
Perfect.
All my...
Hate you.
I love you, though. I've already written all my checks to charity. So on January 1st, I focus on what will be my fixed expenses for 2008. I look at my mortgage payments. I look at my the service fees on my apartment. I look at my insurance premiums that I have to pay. And then I tailor all of my earnings to paying that off.
That's interesting. Now, you're essentially an independent contractor.
Yes, I am.
So I can understand why that's important, because you basically have to eat what you kill.
Yes, but is that, so to speak.
But do you recommend that for people who are not in that lifestyle, or do you think that that's just extreme? Because other people have more consistent income flows than you probably do.
Although I am a freelancer and my income is uncertain from month to month, I think it's a good exercise for everyone. Look at what your expenses are. Look at those things you have to pay. And add to that your goals, how much you want to save, how much you want to contribute to your kids' 529 plan. And then set up the first, third, half, or three quarters of the year toward accomplishing those goals. If you can reach that goal by September and October, great, because then the money for the rest of the year is yours to do with what you want.
That makes sense. Finally, Alvin, I wanted to ask you, this is
yes.
the time of year when there's a lot of promotion around year-end deals, like in
yes.
cars, a lot of big-ticket items. A lot of the retailers are trying to kind of get inventory out of their stores.
Yes.
Do you recommend taking advantage of these kinds of deals, or do you think that they just lead you, the pressure to make a deal on a deadline may lead you into bad decision-making? What do you think?
I think often the pressure to make a deadline will lead you into a bad decision. I think you have to sit down and say to yourself twice or three times, do I really need that new car? Do I really need that item? And often you discover, if you give yourself some breathing room, that you don't really need it. You're just responding to some primal emotion, right? And that four-letter word, sale, sale. That's what you're responding to. You know, it's going to be on sale in June, and it's going to be on sale in August, and probably in December of next year. If you don't need it now, there's no harm in waiting and getting yourself into a better financial position.
Finally, Alvin, we've talked a lot about some of the big financial stories of
yes.
2007. We talked a lot about the subprime mortgage crisis. We talked a lot about the credit crunch, things of that sort. Are there things that we should be thinking about in 2008 in terms of the big economic stories that are likely to affect all of our lives as individuals?
I think the rollout from the subprime mortgage crisis still has not ended. I think we have been drip-fed information by the institutions, and the enormity of the problem is still not quite fully revealed. So I think people need to be very, very cautious. I also think that people need to be aware of the fact that they need a cash cushion. If the economy slows down more, there may be more layoffs. There may be more job cuts. Those people who have cash in the bank will be able to survive that. And also, in these clearly uncertain economic times, with the stock market so volatile from day to day, it's very important for you to ask yourself, can I tolerate that risk? Do I want to see the value of my money fluctuate that much? Ask yourself the risk question before you put any money in the investment markets.
Alvin Hall is our money coach. He joined us from our New York bureau. Alvin, thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. I hope to see you in line at the bank, putting some money in our savings account.
You know that's right.